can be in scene or yesterday, you know, for a couple hours. And all this week when I do have the time, and I do take the time. But, you know, she's out and about too with her friends.
It's part two.
Oh, part two.
See, this is when you're going to get used to, like, oh, he's recording.
So, yeah, it is new and different. And, you know, Andrew, when I came home from the pool on Friday, Andrew was home, and it was like, that's when, you know, I had had enough sun, and I knew I was doing a meltdown, and I'm like, I pulled in, and I'm like, oh, God, he's, you know, he's here, and his car was side, kind of sideways, the trash can was up there, all his shit was on my wicker couch, and I'm like, you know what, I'm not in the mood for this, and I just had to, you know what, and he's pissed off, and I'm like, you know what, Andrew, you are eternally pissed off, and I just asked him in a nice way, I said, you know what, you need to ask when you come here, I said, that's what adult behavior is about, and I said, you know you're welcome here, but you need to ask, Andrew. Oh, okay.
So, you said you were about to go off. Why? When you pulled up.
Because all his stuff was in the garage, and because I was wanting to use the couch and take it outside. I just, you know, Tim, I've gotten so used to being by myself that it's a change when, you know, when I see him there, and he pushes my buttons in the wrong way.
But is he pushing the buttons, or are you letting him push them? Are you pushing them yourself?
I'm pushing them myself as soon
because
as I
he's
see
doing
him.
Nothing but, you know, at his mom's.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like you think he. From sometimes it sounds like you. It sounds like when you say he's pushing your buttons, like he's going out of his way to.
And he's
do
not
this.
Tim. I let him. I know when I come in, and you know what? I just prefaced it with, I had way too much sun. I hadn't had anything to eat. I was melting down, and I knew that I just needed to go in, and...
So why couldn't you do it? What does it matter where his shit was? Or what he was doing?
Because it was the old me.
Right. So how long did it take you to pull out of it, or did you pull
oh,
out
I
of
did.
It?
Oh, I did. 5 minutes, yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah, because I did. And he goes, Mom, he goes, I need a pillow and a blanket or whatever. We're going camping up in Baldwin. I said, most certainly. I said, here's a blanket. Can I take a pillow off Alexis's bed?
I know. It was like you were like probably thinking, oh, you're going camping. Sure, yeah, take it. Here, let me get you lunch. As long as you ain't camping
I did.
Here.
I gave him a case
as
of water.
As long as you don't need a pillow and blanket to stay here.
Oh, my gosh.
So hold on a minute. So then the phone call came in, and we had to stop recording. We had to start all over again. So let's, before you go back to your sister, which is good.
We were talking about a gratitude list.
Well, it was just like we were saying about yesterday. You know, yesterday I had a really bad day.
Yeah,
the day before, I had such a horrible, horrible day at work.
Yep.
And I hit the mean reds this morning, yesterday morning. I wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't doing anything. But the old me would have just simply shut off, isolated. And you wouldn't have seen me for a month or a week. And sometimes in my life, that would have been done with you. I would have been. But it was just with, I don't know, where was I going with that? I just didn't want to do that. There was that little me in me that wanted to say, hey, we're not doing this no more. Mm-hmm. Get up out of the couch. And it's hard because the mind can't, what is that? Help me with that memory of an act.
What do you mean the mind can't heal itself? You know, a sick mind can't heal a sick mind, man.
Well, so you calling me sick?
No, what I'm saying is when I stay in myself, Tim, and the isolation comes, that's what I used to do. That's what I did for all those years. And I've been taught around the book club that I have to reach out. In the times that I don't want to, that's when I need to reach out. So that's why when we talk about pick up the phone, call your book club friend, and then call the other people in the book club fellowship.
It just doesn't have to be anything like that. It just means
but that's why
you just gotta just
but Tim, it gets
get out
easy,
of yourself.
But it gets easier when you do it when the times are good. It's when those mean reds come that you're like, fucking, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want anybody to see me. I don't... That you just said it yourself. In the past, I'd have cut you out. I would have cut you out.
I'd have cut a bitch.
Yep. And you know what? There would have been no feeling with it.
No.
And
no,
today you,
Lexi.
And today, though,
no.
Tim.
Sit.
You
come
and
here.
I
stay.
Are choosing to do different. And then when we do different, look at the rewards we get, the promises that every day isn't going to be great and wonderful, but you know what? I can choose how it's going to be. And when I make those choices, then the next day gets easier and it gets better.
Well, the mind can't be anxious and grateful all in the same time.
Right.
So
yep.
When you pick up that heavy leaden pen and paper and
that's
try
right.
to write a gratitude list
yep.
or what I'm happy for, or why my life is good,
yep.
it ain't easy.
No, it's not.
But you know, for me, it was huge for me to be able to say, Tim, no, you're getting up off the couch, you're going to go to the dinner, even if you don't want to go to the dinner,
yep.
you're going to go see your friends, you're going to call your friends, you're going to reach out and be among the living, you're not going to sit at home and be mopey, mopey, mopey.
Yep.
And that's just like you did with your son, you know?
Yep.
You pulled up, you assumed the worst,
yep.
you know? And then all of a sudden, it was just like, you know what? I need a pillow and blanket. I'm going up north. And you know what? And he wasn't doing nothing but being there with his mom's house.
Exactly.
I mean, right or wrong, you're his
yep.
mom. And you're at your house.
Yep.
And regardless of, no, get over it, Lexi. No, stay. And regardless of, you know, whatever happened on in the past, you know, he's always going to be your son.
Yes,
he's always going to need help. He's always going to need, you know, his mom. And whether he's angry all the time or whatever, you know, until he sees a different relationship and mom, it's always going to stay the same way.
And
you took less than 5 minutes to pull yourself out of your funk.
I did.
With him.
And I did, and I gave him a hug, and I told him to have fun, and, you know.
And didn't you feel much better choosing that route?
I did, because he did.
Than the old way?
Yeah, because the old way was just, that was just, you
and
know.
He said what, or he did what?
He said, I said, have fun, honey. He goes, I will. He goes, we are going to have a good time. I said, you going to go fishing? He goes, I don't know. I'll take him a pole. But I said, well, you don't go anywhere without your fish pole.
Dog, you're digging
smart.
The dirt in my lap.
Yep. Yeah.
I love watching her dig.
Isn't that funny?
Audrey dug twice. Once when she was a puppy, she buried a bone in a park. And then the other time, I don't remember what she was digging, but she never dug. But I think it's so cute just to see a dog be a dog.
They do, yeah.
Except for unless she's rolling around in poop and getting out whatever that stink was the other night. That was just disgusting. But it just feels good to be able to, like, pull yourself out of stuff and
it's a new way of life, Tim, for me. And I just, you know, it's, yeah, a year. But you know what? A lot of that year was just me being by myself trying to figure out who I was.
Well, healing becomes when one person talks to another.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And if that's what I
yeah.
got from you, I'm happy. Because I was thinking about that when this morning you were like, I'm going to go to the beach. And I saw the picture of your beach. I'm like, God, that is so much better. I love the view from my bed.
Mm-hmm.
But
it, yeah.
I would really much want to be there. And then you're like, I'm like going, I need hot coffee. And you brought me coffee. I mean, that is just awesome. You know, a lot of people, I mean, if that's all it takes to make me happy, and it's nice to have a friend that almost sincerely, truly loves and enjoys the things that I love and enjoy.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not like we're forced to talk and stuff, but, you know, my dog likes you. You know, you like the thing, you like coffee, you like the beach. You'll go see the Avengers with me,
even though
you don't know who Captain America is.
Yep. Well, and
long
you know
as you
what?
Got a feedback, a popcorn, and someone to get you more when you're done, you're a happy woman.
I am.
What
I
were
am.
You saying that you told Gail about your husband?
Oh,
we call
God.
Him Bug, your sister. Tell me.
We were sitting there floating, I was floating, and she was sitting there and said, well.
Did you tell her the story?
I did.
No. Tell the story.
Oh, tell the story.
What happened with your husband?
Well, I looked out the window on Friday a couple weeks ago, and I thought, well, my God, that looks like Andrew's car. And I thought it was kind of early in the afternoon for Andrew to be off of work. And I looked again. I'm like, oh, it's Bill.
Bug.
I'm not Bug.
It's Bug.
And so I'm looking
You're
out there.
You squish him like a bug.
And I'm like, oh, Alexis is getting out of the car. And I'm like, okay. And so I thought, well, I was just waving from the window. And I'm like, no, I'm going to walk out there and see him. And so I walked out and he's like, wow, Bonnie. He goes, you look great. And I said, yeah, I haven't seen him in 10, 12 months. So.
Isn't that great when you're like, hi, look at me, I'm great. Now yeah. Go be miserable.
Exactly.
Go to that new woman you're living with and her grandchildren. So and get away from me. You're bothering me. You're bothering me, you bug.
So,
and he took your...
He took the photo. I looked in the back seat and I said, oh, okay, well, I know those photo albums and what they look like. So I didn't say anything at the time, I don't think, but I saw him there. And he was just going on about it. I said, oh, you know, how's mom doing? Because that's why he came to get Alexis, because his mother was in the nursing home. And I said, well, how's Donna? Good. I said, oh, do you see the grandkids much? He goes, yeah, we had them 6 of the 7 days. I'm like, oh, Bill. I said, well, are they young? He goes, well, yeah, they're 2 and 5. I'm like, oh, Bill, they're young. I said, yeah, they're young. So we talked a little bit more, and he ended up leaving. And, you know, the next day I was like, I wanted to show somebody some pictures of Andrew, what he looked like in Alexis when they were little, and I thought...
Was that somebody me?
Yes. Yes, it would be you. And so I thought, all right, Andrew cleaned the basement and pushed all the tubs into one area, and I thought, I'll get out and see if I can find him. And I'm like, ah, that's too much work. So I texted Alexis and said, you know what, do you know where the rest of the photo albums are? And she goes, yeah, Dad took them all. I'm like, oh, okay. So
I'm sure
Bonnie,
you had a nuclear explosion.
Yes, I did. So you know what? Push comes to shove, and I got on the phone and asked him to call me, and he called me, and I said some inappropriate things.
What'd
and...
you say, Bon?
Lois say
Lane,
that.
What'd you say? Say it.
I said, you know what? If you ever come in this house or ask for anything out of this house again, I said, you know what? We're divorced. This is not your home. It's mine. Everything that's in here is mine. And I said, if you want anything out of here, you need to come through me. And I said, you know what? If you take anything out of here through the kids again, I'm going to kick your ass. And if I can't kick your ass, I'm going to find somebody that can kick your ass. So that's the stuff.
Now, that made you feel good at the time,
yes,
right?
Did. Yes, it
now,
did.
Now, a friend of yours, a.k.a. me, told you to say that, but that was just me shooting shit out my mouth. So I didn't think you would actually say that. There's ways to get that message across without saying it. So,
but
did that make you feel a better person the next morning?
Oh, hell no. I was out in the sanctuary with my coffee going, okay, Bonnie, it's Sunday morning. You haven't sat out here in a year. And you know what?
Enjoying.
You know what? You're trying to become a more mature woman. And more mature women do not say those things. So I got on the phone and called him, made my amends, and...
Yeah, what's a fucking amends? That's a
you
sweet...
Know, and let it go and had a good day. So
didn't you feel better? Didn't that make you feel make you feel better just calling, even though you left a message and just...
Oh, it did.
You know, you
oh,
still said, don't take my shit.
Exactly. But it was also a lesson
like
learned.
It's like, respect me.
Yes. And but it's also lesson learned.
But the
learned.
Old Bonnie wouldn't have said that
oh, no.
to him.
Oh, hell
the old
no.
Bonnie would let him do whatever he wanted to do.
Yes, I would have. Yep. Yep.
So you're telling your sister what?
So we're at
you're
the pool, and I'm
float.
I'm floating, and she's over there. I said, well, Gail, I got to tell you. I said, talked to Bill the other day about...
The bug.
The bug, and just relayed this whole story to him. I said, just when I think I'm growing up and getting mature, I get on that rat hole, and I'm a fucking 12-year-old all over again trying to get my...
You took my toys. You took my toys that I have not touched for 8 years, and I want them back so that I cannot touch them again for another 8 years.
Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
Oh, God.
How was that tantrum?
Oh, my God. She
How'd that work for you?
She was rolling.
What'd
she
say?
She was rolling. He goes, oh, my God, Bonnie. She goes, it's a good thing you weren't drinking or you would have said something different.
You would have kicked his ass. As she falls off the log into the sand.
So then she had to go to work yesterday to get a voicemail from her. She is roaring, going, oh, my God. She goes, I'm still thinking about you kicking Bill's ass. She goes, I'm going to live on that one for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's some funny stuff.
She goes, I can't believe you.
Bonnie, you're good for a lot of good material, I'm telling you.
Yeah, my flag thing was good last.
God, that was some funny stuff. Where's the flag? It doesn't matter.
Driving by.
I'm the house. I'm the blue and white house with the flag. With the flag. And she backs up. We're waiting for a friend coming for dinner. And she couldn't find the house. And I'm standing on the porch. This is a Bonnie. This is a Bonnie-ism. I got to come up with a Life with Bonnie moment. Life with Bonnie. So I'm sitting there waving for my friend to back up. This is it. She's only backed up a few inches, rolled down the window, and goes, where's the flag? And we just had a thunderstorm go through. And I look, I swear to you, I'm like, what the hell is she talking about? And I look, and I'm looking for a big flagpole in the yard because, you know, Bonnie's all about her details. And I'm like, I don't see one. And right in front of my face is this little 12-inch 4th of July waving your hand flag. Somehow she's stuck to the side of her porch and someone was supposed to see that. And the storm had wrapped it around itself so that all you saw was a stick with this plastic flag. And she would not listen. She would not get out of the car until I unrolled that wrap, that flag, that little 12-inch flag.
Oh, wait, she really?
No,
oh.
She backed up, and I'm like, it wasn't enough that it was me on the porch saying, here, it's here. She wanted to see this flag, Bonnie. I had to, like, get you all outside. I had to get Uriah and your other visitor out on the patio so someone could witness this Life is Bonnie moment.
And you don't have a blue house. You got a gray house with blue shutters, Michael.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. Well, it was funnier last night.
Come on in.
Come on.
Gotta get you a cup of coffee.
It's a little flag. This is it. This little teeny tiny flag. This is it. God, what a gorgeous morning.
Isn't it beautiful? Yeah, you know, Tim, you're talking about your podcasts, your old ones or whatever. Look at this, honey. Those people had to come from Ohio to get this. I get it for 12 cents a day.
What about my podcast?
Your old ones.
What about it?
Well, I have, should I say?
Well, you just did, so what did that have to do with anything with people coming from Ohio?
Because you said the old podcast that you used to do were people that sat inside and were wonderful people. You know, and they enjoyed life. And there's 11 fishing boats right out in front of us. With a big party boat.
Oh, life with Bonnie. Never a dull moment.
That's why you gotta edit me.
Oh, yeah. Where's the edit button? Shut up, Bonnie! Shut up! What are you talking about? No.
The people from Ohio, they have to come here. Did you see them? They had Kent State on them. They had Ohio.
But that's
what
you're right on is that I used to live my life through other people.
Exactly.
I used to hide under a couch. Well, I mean, a couple summers ago, it was so hot every day. It was
It
was like 100 every day. I wasn't going out.
That was good pool weather, man.
Yeah, but if you didn't have a pool, you weren't going nowhere.
That was two summers ago.
It was like I was like watching it outside my front door. So, you know, but the more I've decided to get back in life and enjoying life and the, you know, book club has helped me to, you know, take part of life again. You know, I'm enjoying it. You know, I don't have time anymore to sit. I don't even have time to actually read a book, you know. That's why I listen to a lot of them on tape so I can be mobile as I'm going. You know, I don't even watch TV anymore.
I think
the only thing that I watch and I was Walking Dead, you know. And then on top of it,
the name of a show?
Oh, God, did you just say that?
Yes.
The Walking Dead is like the number one show in TV history in like 10 years. And did you just say, is that a show?
Yes, I did.
Good Jesus.
Well, what can I say, Tim? Yeah, I don't watch
watch TV at all anymore. I mean, I haven't been to a lot, you know, since March of last year. I just don't. You know, on the news things, I don't get caught up in all that. I can't do anything to change it. It doesn't help my life. You know, I was talking to Jeff about that yesterday before the church meeting. And, you know, I was telling him, I said, you know, a lot of the people that, and most of it is my family, that I can't be around that drama. And, you know, I said, it hurts in a way, but he goes, I know I have to change it. I have to really pick and choose.
Say it again, I can barely hear you.
He said, I really have to pick and choose when I see people, what I talk to them about. And he goes, you know, my life was drama filled. He goes, and I don't have people that have drama in my life anymore. And I'm like, you know what, Tim, neither do I. And even some of the people around the club or around the book club, they got too much drama.
Well, no, people in,
you know, my little 20-year-old, people. I don't need that drama.
No.
I don't want that. That's not my life, Tim. And you know what? I choose this peaceful, serene venue that, you know what? Yeah, I want to get out and do a couple things today, but what a way to start my Sunday.
What if I don't? What if I don't? I'm not gonna be mad at myself because I didn't do it.
Yeah.
What a great way to start a day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Why want to do this more often?
Yep.
You know? I always say it, healing, it starts with two people talking.
It does.
And I love this. What a great way to, and it's just not just, you know, it's just.
And you know what, who taught me this?
What?
It was Chris.
What?
Come as you are.
Well.
I mean, you didn't see me when I was at my heaviest, you know, and I didn't want to get out, and I was, you know, acting out in every which way.
Well,
you know what? Come down here and just be and do and enjoy this.
I'm bummed and got the blues because, you know, I put on a few pounds. But you know what? I used to be 70 pounds. You know, what am I beating myself up?
Exactly.
I used to sit at home and do nothing. You know, and the TV I did watch used to be all those fake reality shows. You know, TV of people living their lives. She's always got to say hi. She's got to say, who are you? It actually feels really good for this time of day. But we're still not getting in it.
I did.
I got to pee.
Well, what time is it? We've probably got to get moving. What time
do
you
meet Lexi. Lexi.
Look at her. Mm-hmm. You are not going with them. Get over here. Lexi, come here. Good girl. She's like, hey, I was just saying hi. No. No. Come. God, I love this beach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you made me come to this beach.
Yeah. It's...
You don't get the rebel, the riffraff here. No, you don't.
Nobody knows about it, honey. That's the best part. Between this and our other beach that we aren't going to mention on live.
Well, it isn't like anybody from Zimbabwe is going
to... I don't care. You know what? It gets out there and then...
Second
it,
Street?
And then it gets... Yeah!
You got to find it first.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, people like drive... You know how long it took me to find it? I'm like, is that it?
That's it.
That is good.
It's those like hidden gems, baby. That's why we live here. You know what? You can say what you want. People can say they... You know what? People fly in here to vacation to get this view, and we get it for free for 12 cents a day.
I know. It's like sometimes, you know, people... I hate how people pick and choose. You know, you don't know that Walking Dead is out there. You don't even know who Captain America is.
Nope.
You know, I kind of envy that life. You know, you're not stuck on Facebook all day. You're not stuck on Twitter all day. And I'll say it, as much time I wasted drinking and doing whatever or living an unhealthy life, oh my God, the days and hours and years I've spent in front of a computer and not outside, you know, it is now it's like I basically you know, post pictures and, you know, I'll flip through a couple comments and sometimes I'll waste some time flipping through, but I'm not doing it all day long anymore. You know, I'm like, I'm getting out of my own life. I need to have my own experiences. You know, how can I have a podcast or dare to think I can have a podcast or a show talking about stuff and I'm not doing anything? Yeah.
But you know what, Tim, too? You know what? I don't know who Captain America is or the Avengers or maybe didn't know about Mad Max. But you
Your
know
daughter
what?
Doesn't even see, hasn't even seen Star Wars.
No, neither have I.
She didn't know who Darth Vader was. No. And she's 20-something.
Yeah, she's 20. But you know what? That's what I like about our relationship because that's the things that you teach me. But also, when I can turn around and say, you know what? But did you know this about John Singer Sargent? And you said, no, I didn't know.
Well,
that.
I did because
you,
I knew that.
You did
I
know
knew
that.
That part. I knew and, that about the lady. What and you was that did, one called?
Madam X.
Madam X. I knew that.
You knew that.
I knew
you
that.
You did know that, and you knew it because
Well,
you
no,
see.
I'm excited that my favorite and artist of, you know, the Chicago Institute, Art Institute is, you knew who the artist was in my life. Somebody in my life
yes.
knew something about something I liked in my life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always the one. I can never play, Trivia Pursuit because I always win.
You always win.
You know, now I got somebody I can watch Jeopardy with.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You know, it's the silly things like that.
Yeah, but you know what, Tim? That's the connectivity that, you know what, when we were isolating and we didn't reach out. And for me, it's always what kept me stuck because no one understood. No one wanted to be by me. No one had something to share, you know?
Well, not only that, I wasn't willing to even try it, find out.
Nope.
It was like I was, there's always fear of success and fear of all that. But the other day when I learned that thing, that there's such a thing as fear of being liked.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's big.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I didn't want to know if people liked me or didn't like me. I wouldn't give them a chance because I would sabotage it before I even had a chance to get there. You know, I would be so inside myself all my life that when I got around friends and people and having fun, I didn't know there was boundaries and limits. I just took it to the farthest end as I can go because I didn't think I'd ever get it again.
Exactly.
And then I would be so far gone and crazy that people wouldn't want to be.
They'd turn you off.
Yeah.
Turn them off. I know.
They'd be like afraid. Like, he's a wacko.
Yep.
But now I come to realize, though, that, you know, I just think, too, that, you know, they're going to not like me anyway, so I might as well do what I can now because they're going to ditch me in the future and I'll be by myself like I always am.
But, you know, Tim, what you've taught me, though, too, is, you know what, I just have to be Bonnie. I don't, you know what, this persona, this face, this mask, that Billy Joel song, The Stranger, you know what mask is it today? Well, it's not so much that anymore. It's, this is who I am, this is what I am, this is what I'm trying to become, and to get off being the people pleaser, and that, oh, everyone isn't going to like me. No, everyone isn't going to like you, Bonnie, and you know what, that's life, and really, if I look at it, I don't want everybody to like me. I don't want I don't want that many friends in my life. I want some real stick-to-itiveness people that are going to be there when I'm
stick-to-itiveness.
Up. Yes. When I'm up and when I'm down.
But that's the accomplishment of finding friends.
Yes, it is.
You know, people can sit there and have a, you know, I did it myself. I had a little black book. I had 300 people in my book, and I knew every person. I knew it. And now, you know, I thought they were all my best friend, and I went through a tough time one time, and not a single one of them were there for me. I always got to be the happy one. I always got to be the one there for everyone.
You got it.
But when Tim's fucked up, who's there calling, or, you know, and not only that, just even if when I do fuck up, you know, it's like, I'm allowed. We all fuck up. We're all going to fuck up.
Yep.
To think that everyone's going to be perfect all the time and think they're not going to hurt or say something wrong or do something wrong.
Yep.
And if you think you can't say I'm sorry or forgive and expect someone to forgive you, then I just got to the point, I don't need that type of people in my life. I need people that are going to be supportive, that's going to walk life through with me, forgive me, pick me up when I'm down, and be there for me like I'm going to be there for them.
And you were. Especially when I made you miss the beginning of The Wizard of Oz.
Somewhere, you made me miss somewhere over the rainbow.
And he steals my friend.
Steal your friend.